Blog Talk Radio.
Dear friends, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are. I thank you for tuning out tonight, but I thank you for allow us to enter your homes tonight and enter to your hearts to allow us to bring the message of love from your loved ones. Welcome to Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connections Live Radio Show. If you'd like to have a chance for a message, all you have to do is just call. For those people in the USA, the number to call is 760-283-4611. I repeat that number for USA, 760-283-4611. Or from anywhere else in the world, the call number to call it will be 001-760-283-4611. I always say, but I'm going to repeat it again. I'm available for Skype readings, so the way to catch up with me for the Skype readings If you just go to my website, it's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Okay? You can also follow me on Facebook. If you just go to my website, I'll give it to you once again, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there, there's actually a button which you can send a friend request for a Facebook. So if you just press the button, we can be friends just like that, at the touch of the button. Tomorrow night, I'm holding a full moon psychic supper at my home in Bournemouth. So why not just join us at my home for fish and chips, and also the opportunity to have a reading with three local mediums. So a glass of wine will be given, and a mini reading from any one of us three. The number to call for this one, for the ones endorsed in Bournemouth, the number is 01202-523-820. On my mobile number, 077-875-76452. That's for further details, okay? Next Wednesday, August the 8th, I will be the guest speaker for the Positive Living Group in Glastonbury, Somerset. This is held at the Town Hall in Glastonbury, and it starts at 7 p.m. The cost of the tickets is only £5, and this is a very, very popular night. I did it last night. Last year I went and was the guest speaker, and I was the guest speaker for the living group, and it was completely full. People were sitting on the floor because the chairs, they ran out of the chairs. So they got to the point that they just locked the door because the security as well, and they say no more. And So if you like to have a chance to just basically going there also to have a message from myself after the speaker, I would be very, very, very happy to do so. Now, August the 10th, I will be with Mike Davis and Pentri Ricaiba, something like that, in Wales, okay? That is a psychic night that I will be holding on August the 10th. So if anybody, I know there's a lot of listeners from Wales. So the best thing to do is just go to my website or go to my Facebook, Petra Kaiba. That's where the place is. And it's just like, can I be with myself and Mike Davis. So that's an opportunity for you guys to join us there. Right. Guys, I'm not going to keep holding you too much because tonight I got a treat for everybody. We have a treat for you because tonight we're going to be joined by my good friend, Bernie Scott. She is a full-time medium from Bristol. She will tell you all about herself in a minute. But just before I bring her to you, I just also like to tell you that not only tonight, she's not only with us tonight, but on Thursday the 23rd, August the 23rd, we'll be joining Bernie Scott and myself. We'll be having a psychic night at the Newtown Conservative Club in Poole, Dorset. This is the first time it will be the first time because we will be working tonight by cell radio. But on Thursday the 23rd, it will be the first time when Bernie Scott and myself will be working together. And I know there's a lot of people already booking. And as from tomorrow also, tickets will be sold at the Newtown Club. Apart from, obviously, sell it from my PayPal or from Bernie, you can also get in touch with Bernie. She will tell you how to get through for the tickets. But for the local ones, there's also, as I said, the tickets will be sold from there as from tomorrow. That doesn't mean that the tickets just going to sell now, but it's because they want to sell them. So if you want to know more about it, please go to www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Okay? Now, this is the time that I would be hoping for or waiting for, and I know there's a lot of people be waiting for as well. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring to you my very good friend, Bernie. Bernie, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Oscar. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure, and I know there's a lot of people waiting to receive the messages from you because they want to know more about yourself. So how about if you just basically tell people where you base and how you, you know, what you're doing, where you're going, everything about yourself, Bernie.
Okay, so basically I'm a full-time medium, love what I do, as yourself, Oscar. And I do quite a few demonstrations. I do probably about 4 demonstration shows a week. And obviously I do readings and healings during the day. So I do basically, all my time is working with the spirit world for people to help them, you know, to let them understand that their families do live on. So something that I actually do cherish. You know, I've got loads of events coming up. Looking forward to working with you in the future. All my events are actually on my website, which is www.berniescott.co.uk. And like you, Oscar, I've got a web page as well. A Facebook page as well. It's Bernie Scott Medium. And you can go on there and like my page. That would be great. I would enjoy that. But so I talk about my events coming up. I'm actually working in New York in September. I know you've got a few American listeners there, so they
absolutely.
Sorry?
Absolutely, they listen to you now.
Yeah. Well, they may be really interested in this because, you know, in England we have really big spiritual fairs. You know, 3-day events, and there's a lady called Jan Turner in America that's bringing these events to New York. So in New York from the 14th to the 16th of September, if I've got my dates right, I'm sure I have, there's this huge 3-day seminar, you know, spiritual seminar, and it's, you know, if they're expecting thousands of people to come. It's in the New York YMCA camp on Big Pond Road, and basically, you know, there's going to be loads of musicians there. There's going to be things about meditation, diet, alternative medicine. There's going to be Reiki, all the alternative healing therapies going on there. There's going to be loads of stalls selling anything from crystals to fairies to Native American Indian stuff. There's fantastic spiritual artists, psychic artists out there. There's lots of big American names going there, you know, doing keynotes on life coaching and different anything to sort of help raise your consciousness and help make you more aware, make you more positive, and introduce you to different ways of raising your energy and different healing techniques. But it's going to be massive. They've taken over the whole camp. It's going to be huge, and thousands of people are going to be going. So if you're in that area in New York, even if you're not, go get them breakfast and stay over. You're going to have so much fun. So I'm actually going to be there doing a dem, and it's called the keynote.
Wow.
I'm going to be doing a big dem over there, and, it's going to be fun. It's going to be real fun.
Wow, the Americans, they are for the streets. And I know for sure if I was in the area at the time, I would have loved very much to come in to see you. But it's just what's going to happen those days that you're going to be there, because it's all full of a lot of love building, experiences, expanding, and it's to do with the work we do daily, There's so many people they every day they go through pain because they lost the loved ones, and they're looking for the opportunity like this one, to like the one you go in. They're looking for the opportunity like this to be able to have that little contact with the loved ones.
Absolutely. So there's going to be loads of readers there.
Fantastic.
Well. And that's the Festival for Change. They can find that if they do a search on the website, on the web. So yeah, absolutely, Oscar.
Fantastic. Bernie, would you like to repeat once again your website?
My website is www.berniescott.co.uk.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Bernie. Because I know that after tonight, there will be a lot of people that perhaps like to contact you with, you know, for it's a matter of interest, perhaps for reading, psyche. Are you available for Skype readings as well?
I do readings all over the world, Oscar, and I do quite a few in America, Australia, you name it, I do it.
That's fantastic, yeah, because, I mean, the people will have the opportunity, they will have the chance to perhaps to connect with you, you know, through Skype, because, you know, it's fantastic. I love working with the phones because when I work with Skype, it's the energy, because, I mean, as we know, the spirits always link with electricity, energies as we are, as they are. The electricity is such a fantastic contact, middle of, you know. So the Skype is, to be honest, I feel that when I do the Skype readings, it, to me, it feels like just no different than having the person one-to-one. Is that with you as well? Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. You know, it's hardly any difference, obviously, because, you know, once you get your link and your power's building and, you know, it's just like having an ordinary one-to-one.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant, fantastic. You know, I'm looking forward to a night on August the 23rd because there is a lot of people here. They already, you know, they're asking for tickets and there are a lot of inquiries.
Yeah.
And today we went to the conservative club just to make sure that everything is okay, is good. And the lady who runs the place, she offered herself to sell the tickets in there as well. So that's fantastic because, I mean, it's a big club. They got so many members, and they want the posters are over there as well. So they're hoping to sell tickets in there as well. So it's going to be a good night. I'm looking forward to that. I really indeed.
Yeah,
he's
been contacting me as well for tickets for it, so I've been sending them your way, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, tonight, the night just belongs to the spirits. You know, tonight, the night is once again belong to the spirit world. And that's what we do. That's what we're going to do tonight because I know the people, they're going to, so many people that perhaps, even if they don't get a message tonight because the landline just jumped, I still feel that the people will receive the message very indirectly because sometimes they just, for instance, myself, if I was to go to a psychic night, even if I don't get a message, but somebody else gets it. And just to see the people's faces and to see the joy when they receive the message from the loved ones, that makes me, you know, that makes it the night worth it so much. So I know that tonight, even the people, they're not going to get the message because they're not going to be enough time. They're going to be lifted because the message is going to be so fantastic. Right. Are we ready, Bernie?
Yeah, you can do the first one, sweetheart. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, in that case, I'm moving on to the callers. And good evening to everybody. Before we start, as you know, just like to very quickly tell you, if I need time, for instance, I'm going to very quickly just take you around. If I give you numbers, the numbers are related to our lives here, as well as those that go into the spirit world. So, for instance, if I was to give you the number 11 could be connected to any 11 days, 11 months, 11 years, or the no number children, because I don't feel this is the case tonight, but the month of November as well, okay? So, this one is the first caller. I will open it with the name of Cheyenne. Cheyenne, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, Cheyenne. Cheyenne is your name, is it?
Yes, it is.
You know what? It's such a beautiful name. Unusable, because I haven't heard that name before. It says from the Cheyenne, you know, the Indians. So
it's from
which
Native
is
American,
Latin American, Native Americans. But as I link it with you here at the moment, I feel very much the name goes also with your personality. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now I feel very much a very strong connection here with you, with the spirit world, because I've been very much aware though the work you do at the moment, but the work that you do just not just with people, but also the work you do, spiritual work. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, and I do shamanic healing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because that's what I've been told here, that they allow me to see the kind of work you do. And you know what's fantastic, fascinated, the way I see you working here, because I think a lot of people need people like you, like me, like Bernie, like many mediums, because that you help people. Healing is one thing they have, shall I say, because when we give healing to people, we also receive healing ourselves. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Okay. I feel very much it's a lady coming here very strong with you at the moment. Now this lady, they coming here, they coming from the mother side of the family. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's coming here very strongly. Now the number 11 was given to me before a salute to your name. The number 11 came to me. Now where's the number 11 connected with you? No, I'm not looking for the number, the children, but I'm looking for perhaps the 11th day or the month of November.
Okay, month of November. Well, my mother died in the month of November.
That's what I want, okay? Because that's why I said to him before I started, because the numbers, so they're very strong with us, and as they work with us here, they work still no difference in the spirit world, okay? She's coming with you, and even if I would have said, it's 11 children, she said to me, nope. From the beginning. So I knew there were no 11 children, but there was the month of November as an anniversary. She came here very strongly with me, and she said she wants to pass on to you the message, but she's saying thank you to you, because she knows. Now, the cancer connects has been passed on to me here. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very strong cancer connection, but, you know, I feel at the moment, I feel like my head is going from side to side, like my head is spinning as well. I feel like a little loss of consciousness as well. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, she sent to me, that's not with you, but that's what your mother impression gave to me. Now, the initial M has been passed on to me. What is the initial M, please?
I don't know. My mom's name, is it M as in Mary, M as in Mary?
That's right.
Her name was Marguerite.
That's fine. That's where I want to go. Marguerite, but I want to say Margarita rather than. But that's fine, because the initial, she's giving the initial, her initial to continue the she said to continue the conversation, she says. But you know what? It's a lovely lady, because I feel very much that she spent a lot of time with you, around you, because she sent to me a lot. Are you writing a book?
Am I what?
Are you writing a book at the moment?
Am I writing?
Writing a book?
Writing a book? Oh, I'm writing my story.
But you're writing a story, because she showed me the chances that you're writing. So it's a kind of way she said to me that everything that you have put in the book or the story about yourself is the truly lines of yourself. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's very happy to see what you're doing. Now she's giving the number 4 as well. So I don't know if it's for children or the month of April.
That would be my father's birthday, but 4 children. I am the 4th.
You are the 4 children.
But
and
my birthday is May. My birthday is May, but my father's birthday was in April.
In April, that's right. But your father also in the spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the 4 connection here. Now, the 4 is the birthday with your father's birthday, right?
Yes.
And also connected to you as well, yes?
Yes.
You are the fourth child. Now,
I am, yes.
Okay. The initial J is being passed on to me as well. The initial J as a junior?
My middle name is Jane.
Jane, that's fine. That's okay, because that's why I want to acknowledge the connection that he's giving me here, okay? Now, you know the... at the moment, your daddy, what he's doing at the moment is, he's ringing a bell. He's ringing a bell. It's like the church. Your daddy also went to the spirit world with a cancer connection.
My father is what?
Went to the spirit world with a cancer connection.
With a concert? Do you say concert?
Cancer.
No. He did sing when I was little. He used to sing to me when I was little. But he didn't have any kind of connection to music other than that.
Right. What do I see at the moment? Because I see him ringing the bells. Why is he ringing the bells?
I don't know.
Who's getting married in the family?
Who is what?
Who's getting married? Somebody's getting married, or somebody's getting...
My daughter wants to have a baby, but nobody's getting married.
Because, no, that's where I was coming. That's what I was going to say. Somebody's getting married, or somebody have a celebration to have, so some kind of celebration coming to the family. New life, new beginnings.
My daughter is graduating from school, from beauty school.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that's happening.
Okay, and your daughter's having a baby as well?
She's trying to have a baby, yes. She hasn't.
Right.
I expect her to be pregnant before the end of the year.
She will be pregnant before the end of the year.
They want to have a baby so bad.
Oh, they will have a baby. They will have a baby. Okay, that's one problem. Your daddy's laughing. What he said is, they will have a baby. Okay, so it's the kind of way that you said, celebrations all around, basically, because he knows that your daughter's also the graduation. So that's why he's ringing the bell. It's the kind of way he says he's celebrating with your mother and all the locals.
Right. My daughter is following in the same footsteps as my mother was a beautician when
uh-huh.
I was growing up, and my daughter is now becoming one.
Right, because your mom, your daddy, they all celebrating this, okay? And they are very happy with them, okay? Cheyenne, I'd like to continue talking to you because I feel very much that your dad said to me, please don't go. But unfortunately, as you know, there is quite a few people waiting online. So
I want to ask a question. I went to school. I was guided to go to the school to get this certificate, and they don't have one. They only have a degree. So my question is it for my highest good to get this degree?
Sorry, I didn't get the question. Say that again.
I am trying to get this certification in aromatherapy, but the school that I thought I was going to get it in isn't offering it yet. Is it wise for me to start the fall semester at this school to get the prereqs, or should I just go to a different school?
Go to different schools.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's the right place for me to go.
No. There you go. You go to ALSA. You ALSA, you go on questions. Because if you didn't feel right, I always say to people, when people go to circles, if you join a circle, if you don't feel right, move on because it's not for you. So I do feel very much this school is not the right one for you. So move on because you will find the right one for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, I would like to say thank you very much for coming tonight. But if you'd like to download you have the copy of this reading, all you have to do is just go to www.mikespiritfm. And if you'd like to become a friend of mine, you know how to do it. Just go to Facebook, go to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Okay? And
thank
with this,
you.
I would say thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I would like to leave the next caller to Bernie. Bernie is a lovely person. Hello?
Hi, Oscar.
Okay. And the next caller is all yours.
And it's called, is that Joe, is it?
That's correct.
No. Jill?
Hi, Joe, all right?
It's Jill, like Jack and Jill.
Oh, Jill, okay.
Yes.
Sorry, Jill. Okay. Have you had a reading before, Jill?
Yes.
Cool, so you're up for it then. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, Jill, let me just get into the energy here a second as I'm feeling a gentleman drawing close here that would have gone very quickly with a heart attack. Can you understand that, Jill?
No, I was actually thinking of a woman whose husband died of a heart attack for some reason right before a few minutes ago. I don't know why, but they're just people I know of.
Okay, that's fine. But you were thinking of him, yes? But
yes.
He's come forward to say hi to you, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay.
And as he comes forward, he's smiling here because I know he's trying to bring some upliftment to you because he's making me feel you've been a little bit down in the dumps. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He's also talking about the way that you lift other people's spirits, okay? And he's thanking you for helping your friend.
Okay.
Like you being a natural healer.
Yes.
He's making me feel his heart attack was out of the blue. I don't feel that he had a really bad heart condition. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I feel like it's quite a surprise for people. Does this make sense to you? He's also given me the initial S here, Jill. I don't know if that's a Sally or a Susan or a... But he's given me the letter S here. And he wants to connect with three. So I don't know if he has three children or he left three people behind.
He had a brother, a wife, and a daughter.
Okay, because I know he wants to connect with the three people that he's left behind because he's left them devastated, all right? He's making me feel that, obviously, the poor lovers didn't get time to say goodbye, yeah? And this
yeah, that's true.
Great torment. This is where you've come in, sweetheart, because he's making me feel you are a natural healer.
Yes.
Because he's making me feel that you sit and you pray and you send thoughts to them.
Yes.
I want to acknowledge, the spirit will want to acknowledge that and give thanks to what you do, sweetie, okay? Because they're making me feel that you're a wonderful vehicle and a lovely spirit for them to be using, okay? They're talking about you meditating, Jill. Okay, can I ask, do you not meditate very often?
No, I try to, but my mind is all consumed with these terrible thoughts.
Okay, all right. We're talking about you raising your consciousness and meditating and sitting in the power, and that's going to help your thoughts, okay? Because they're making me feel that you know, as you give so much to other people, you actually tend to take on a little bit of, a bit of stuff, their stuff yourself.
Yes.
Does that make sense
yes.
to you? Okay, so we just want you to build your energy a little bit more so it won't affect you. Now, I just want to say to you, I don't know why I've got to say this. Now, this gentleman wouldn't have believed in this too much, would he?
No.
No, because he's making me feel I'm talking a load of waffle. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and he's laughing. He has got a good sense of humour, but he's got more understanding about it now since he's passed over, and he's not been gone that long, to be quite honest.
Right, just a couple of years.
Yeah, because he's made really hasn't been gone that long. Yet he's got a huge understanding, all right, and he wants to give back to you what you've given to his family. Okay,
okay.
So he's about you meditating and raising your consciousness, and I've got to say that. When you meditate and your mind is busy, please don't think that your meditation has been wasted, Jill. Okay?
Okay.
He's making, you know, your meditations are never wasted. All right? Now, okay, sweetheart. Is his anniversary, birthday, or is anniversary coming up around about now?
I don't know.
Because he's making sure...
Today actually is my mother's birthday.
Oh, okay. I know there's an anniversary coming up right about now. All right, sweetheart. Now, did your mum have something going on with her arteries?
With her arches?
Arteries. Her veins.
She had cancer from asbestos.
Okay. Can I just ask, was there something about thickening of the arteries or her blood getting thick?
I'm not sure because everything started going bad.
Okay, all right, because I'm just getting, like, the blood's gone thick and there's not enough, the oxygen's not getting in the blood, and it's not going around the, do you know what I'm saying? But, okay, anyway, she's coming. I don't feel a very small lady, to be quite honest. I feel she was a little bit on the cuddly side. She comes
you know, but you could be talking about my grandmother.
Okay. is okay. Mother, grandmother's all going to be on that link. But I just feel she's a bit on the cuddly side, this lady. She's come forward here, all right? Now, okay. I know she also has something going on with her hands here, because she's making me, I feel like I've got a bit of arthritis.
Okay, you know what? It could be my aunt, actually.
Okay, hold on. I mean, the blood's got to fit in here as well, okay? This is about the arteries. Okay.
Right, because she did have leukemia.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
And she had arthritis, so you might be talking about my aunt.
Okay, all right. I've got it slightly wrong. But I know she's coming in with a big smile on her face here, and she's a very uplifting lady, all right?
Yeah.
And she's making me feel that she wasn't one of these ladies that would have moaned a lot about her health. She's sort of got on with it. This is what she's making me feel, all right? I know as she draws close here that she brings so much love to you, all right? And she's talking about, it's a family affair, she's talking about your family being very connected.
She held the family together.
Okay, that's perhaps why she's come on a bit of a motherly link then, okay?
Yes.
But can I ask, has there been a little fallout with a member of the family? Because I feel like I've got the family in one place and I feel like somebody's a bit outside the family. So I've got distance with a person.
You know, it's interesting because I was thinking about this aunt today also, and I don't really have a relationship with my sister because she's very selfish and abusive, and my aunt said to me, who would never say this, said, just don't have anything to do with her.
Okay, well, she's talking about, you know, the family being really connected, but there's one that's not, obviously, okay? And she's acknowledging this, okay? And, you know, at the end of the day, we're only here for a short time, and, okay, she's almost making me feel that it takes the stronger person to put things right, okay?
Now, right.
You know, I feel that your sister can be very stubborn. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like you've tried.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah?
I tried for years and years and years.
Okay.
And then I was diagnosed with cancer 12 years ago, and I said, can you please be nice to me? I didn't know if I was going to live or die, and she still couldn't be nice to me.
Oh, bless.
So then I just said, forget it. If you can't be nice to me and I don't know if I'm going to live or not, then you're never going to be nice to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just seeing a sapphire, a blue ring, a ring with a blue stone here. I want to give it to you. So is there a sapphire or a stone, a blue stone significant to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know they're just acknowledging this. All right, sweetheart. I know they come with a tremendous amount of love for you. You know what? All that energy you give to other people, you need to start thinking a bit about yourself. All right? And I know that this is what they've come forward to say. Okay? A lot of thanks, spirit side. An awful lot of thanks, spirit side, for what you've done and what you're doing. All right? Now, I'm hearing, okay. Have you got like a fountain or like a water feature?
No.
Do you know what?
I have a hose that I water the garden with.
Not quite what I meant. I actually feel that you're very good around water, okay? You know, if you get yourself perhaps a little water feature or something and you can sit and meditate in the garden around the sound of water, that would be good for you.
Okay.
All right, Joe, I'm going to leave it there. Take their love. I know you're doing a wonderful job, but, you know, remember that, you know, you've got to look after yourself, sweetie.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay. My pleasure, Jo. My website is www.berniescott.co.uk. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Bernie. That was fantastic. That's very, very beautiful. Now, I'm moving on to the next caller, which the name is Keisha. Is that Keisha or Keisha?
Keisha.
Keisha. Hello, Keisha. Hello,
can
you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me better? Hello?
Just about.
Okay.
Right. Hi, Keisha. You well? Where are you calling from, Keisha?
I'm calling from Washington.
Washington. Okay, lovely. Lovely, because I feel very much, you know, at this time, I just feel like I want to say to you, sit down, take a break, because I know that you are a very busy, busy, busy lady. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel very much that sometimes, you know, sometimes in life we go on and on and on, help other people, but sometimes we forget a lot about ourselves. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I have a lady who is coming very close to me at the moment. Now, this lady is coming from your mother's side of the family, but she's like, I don't know if I feel like she's like an auntie to you. Your mother still with us?
That's my grandmother.
That's your grandmother from your mother's side of the family. Now, how close could you be with the grandmother? That's not for you know, it's undisputable, because I feel this lady is so strongly coming on here today. Now, the initial T for Thomas has been given to me. Who has the initial T, please?
Okay, the first thing came up was my cousin T.
Okay.
Other
okay.
That, I don't know.
All right, but your cousin is still with us here. He's in a living life, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, the number 3 has been given to me also, but the number 3, when I want to link it, the number 3, I want to link it the number as a month of March, sorry. The month of March, I want the knowledge. What is the month of March with you?
That's when she died.
That's when she died, okay? Because it's been given to me the month of March. But it's, I know the celebration is gone, but it's the kind of way she said she, now she also, she don't want to look back, because it's the kind of way she said to me, it's not look, to look back to the past. The past is gone and the future is here. Now the future, because she allowed me to feel that you searching. You're still searching, but I don't know what you're searching for, but I feel very much what you're saying to me is, do not stop searching for. I know that you are very busy. You're searching for something, but what is it you're searching for apart from, of course, the message? But it's something that you're searching for. Hello.
No, I know what you're saying, because I was thinking that I should go back to the home state of North Carolina, but. I was kind of, yeah, that was a question on my mind. Should I go back to North Carolina or go forward and just find somewhere new? So I've been searching for a place where I'd be accepted by, because I'm an Aquarius and I'm kind of weird and everything, and I don't fit easy with everybody. So I'm, like, really searching for some place where I can, you know, kind of mesh.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what, sometimes I know that was the question you had to ask me, but you know, sometimes not even a medium can give you the right answer, because even if I said to you today, you also would be going to North or South Carolina. Either way, to me, I feel very much that at the end of the day, if we are free spirit, and it's a kind of way to say to you, it's your free will, your free choice. You are,
right.
You know, it's because I do feel that. You are one of those persons that us have been told that you make a decision today, but sometimes at the last minute you decide to change the decision. Do you understand this?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you, absolutely. But you know what? But for this one, I feel more positive, because what they're saying to me at the moment, what your mother said to me, your grandmother said to me, is the decision you will make. At the last minute, you will not change at this time, okay? There is a lot of beautiful things coming at the moment, but are you a single lady?
Very single.
Very single, yeah. Because I feel very much what you're saying to me, you know. I see an open field for you in front of you. Now, romance, I don't like to bring romance to people, but I know that's one other question from you. Am I going to meet somebody? Well, the question I know that's what you're going to ask me, but the answer to it is you still got plenty of time, and you met the right person when the time is right. Just like the job you're hunting for, the job you're looking for as well, you will get this job when the time is right. The right job at the right time at the right place. You understand this, please?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, Okay. Now, the initial C has been passed on to me as well. Could, who has the initial C, please?
No, my twins are ZZ. I got Aaron's and A. They're my twins.
Right. They're your twins. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's lovely. Now, that's lovely because, you know what, I want to wish you a very happy birthday. Your mom, they want to wish her a happy birthday, but now the birthday, I don't feel it's with you, but there's somebody around you because I see a very a beautiful banner, but I see two colors on it. So it might be a boy and a girl celebrating a birthday as well. Who is the birthday right now?
Oh, I know the family reunion just passed, but last week was my daughter.
Okay.
And next week will be my mother on the 8th. So her and my daughter's was on the 23rd. So, I mean, everybody's birthday was this week, actually. It's a whole lot of mess of people in my family. Birthday is these 2 weeks. Mm. So all the way up until September. Yeah.
Absolutely, because it's a busy, busy, busy house. And that's what they send to you as
well. Yes,
it is. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, I don't know because where you are now, I don't see you around horses. But why do I see you around horses?
Because I'm, okay, I want to go to a place where I can, where there's a whole lot of land, a whole lot of farmland. I want to get me, you know, if I can't rent the house, you know, come to a rent to own or something. But I want to be out in the country in the middle of nowhere, you know. Yeah, so I can be able to get me, you know what I'm saying, do the nature thing.
Isolated from the whole world, basically.
Right,
because
exactly.
It's not because you're running away from anybody, because no, you're not. But it's the kind of way I feel very much, Mother Nature. There's, you know, the field is open for you, and I do see a lot of animals around you, okay? Now, there's only one thing I want to pay attention, because they bring my attention here to my left leg. So I don't know what's the problem with the left leg.
It's not the left leg. It's the right leg, actually. And it's, I got a little cramp in my knee, and I don't know where it came from. I think some people made me mad, and the next thing you know, my knee went bad. And, you know what I'm saying? So I think, and I never had high blood pressure, so I think I kind of, whatever happened, it messed my knee up with my blood or whatever.
Right, yeah, okay. Because I do feel very much it now. You said to me there's the right knee, yeah? But as a time when the message was passed on to me, I felt very much, very strongly connected with my left leg. So also please pay attention to the left, just in case. I don't say it's going to happen, but that feel very much, you know, I know there's a problem.
Maybe it's like a pulled leg. I don't know. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
but
you
that's
understand
two legs, two bum legs. Yeah, I know. I hear you. Okay.
But don't worry, okay? Don't worry, because things are going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
And I do feel very much of the spirit world. I'm very close to you because they know that you are a lovely person and they need to get you going because you keep everybody going. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so yeah, it's been a great pleasure. And I got to let you go, but please remember, if you like to have a copy of this message, you just go to www.mikespiritfm. Or you can also join me on Facebook if you go to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless.
It's a great pleasure. Right. God bless. Have a good day.
Right.
Bye. Right, thank you. Now I'm moving to the area called 111. And that caller, I will pass it on to Bernie. Area call 111.
Hi there.
Hello. Area call 111, I pass it on to Bernie. Hello? Bernie, would you go to contact?
I've got nothing here, Oscar. No one's speaking to me here.
Okay. Area code 111. Good afternoon. We might have lost the contact with that person.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Right. Hi.
Hi. My name is Anne. I was wondering if I could get a message.
Absolutely, Anne. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass it to my good friend Bernie, and she will link you with your loved ones, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Anne.
Hi, Anne. All right?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
You can hear me okay, yeah?
Yes.
All right. I'm just working on getting a fix of your voice here before I can bring anybody forward. But do you know what? I'm feeling you've... Okay, I'm not sure who's drawing close at the moment, but I'm aware someone is. But they're making me feel that you've been through a lot of sadness just recently. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because I've got a gentleman drawing close here, and he's making me feel that that he's been with you, okay, wiping your tears, okay? Now, sweetheart, I've got two people here. Can you understand somebody... that would have taken their own life?
I can.
You can? Yeah? Because I know this gentleman's pushing forward here, and I know he comes in with great regret and sorrow for causing the upset that he did within the family. Can you understand that?
No, it's actually a woman.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I thought it was a man, so my mistake. But I'm going to be honest with you, I feel like I've got someone here that would have hung themselves.
No.
You sure? Because I must have been linking into the other person still then, the last person. You sure?
No, I'm positive.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just going to bring this other gentleman in then. Okay, he's making me feel quite fatherly, grandfatherly-like as he comes into my energy. He's also making me feel that you've been looking through a lot of photographs just recently, Anne?
No.
Okay, sure. Now he's making me feel that you've been looking through photographs, okay? All right, sweetheart. He's got a bit of a cough on him. I think he would have smoked.
Yes.
Okay, and all right, darling. Okay, do you know what? I think he had like a pneumonia on top of something else that he had, yeah? So I don't know if he had like lung cancer or emphysema, but I feel like another infection on top of that.
You know what, I was so young when he died, I don't know.
Okay, all right, sweetheart. Now, he needs you to know that he's been around you, been watching you grow, okay? Obviously, you've grown into a beautiful woman now, okay? But he is making me feel, as he draws close, that things have not been going right for you just recently, okay?
Right.
He's making me feel that you think that everything is going to go wrong, if that makes sense to you. Okay, he's making me feel that you know, you do things and you think, oh, crikey, but this is going to happen, or that might happen, yeah? He's talking about you becoming more positive, all right? Now, as he draws close, he's talking about lighting candles. You must light candles.
I do.
Yeah, because all right, sweetheart. And did you go to a church and light a candle for somebody?
No, I haven't been in a church and... 15 years.
Okay, that's fine. But I feel like I want to go to somewhere spiritual and light a candle for somebody. Okay. I know he's acknowledging this. So, you know, obviously he's been gone a long time, so there's a lot of memories there. All right, sweetheart. He's got a lady drawing close with him. Okay, she's only a young lady. All right, and she's making me feel that she likes to have a little bit of a drink. Can you understand this?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't think she's an alcoholic by any means. Okay. But she's making me feel she likes a drink. She went before her time here. She's making me feel that she's probably in her 40s, around about that age. Okay. She's quite a young lady in my mind. I feel like I would have had like breast cancer, or I would have had lymph node cancer, but I'm feeling there's a cancerous condition linked with her.
Yep. Dead on.
Yeah. Okay, she draws in and she dances around you, okay? She's making me feel that she used to like a good time, yeah, so to speak. She used to enjoy a good social gathering, yeah?
Yes.
She's just making me feel that you're not doing so much, like, socially, as much as you would normally do lately.
Correct.
Okay, because I know she wants to bring some upliftment into your life here,
and to get you to going out, all right? Getting you to going out more and socializing more, because she's making me feel that, you know, really you're quite happy in your own space.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I know that she's making me feel that she left a youngish family behind.
Yes.
And you're still in contact with them?
No, I'm not in contact with them.
Well, can I, what my words that you will bump up into a family member, okay, one of hers or somebody that knows her, because I know she wants to get a message to her family. So it, spirit work in funny ways here. Are you sure you, definitely sure you can't understand the gentleman that hung himself, sweetheart? In like a barn or like in a field? I'm outside.
No, I'm like I said, the only suicide is.
Okay, because you're still. I was gonna say still hanging around. You're still here, okay? So hold on to that, and you can have a little think later on, because it definitely doesn't got to be family, okay? It can be friends or people of you know of. All right, sweetheart. Now, very quickly, because I know my time's coming to an end here. This young lady who went with the cancer condition, okay, she's talking, okay. Are you not sleeping at night?
Yes, correct.
She's making sure you toss and turn, you toss and turn. And I know that she comes around you at night. Now, she's making sure your mind doesn't shut down. It's like a movie show, your head's like always on the go.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your clairvoyant eye is opening up, Anne?
No, I did not know that.
Okay. Because she's making me feel that you when you're drifting off, you're seeing like images come to your mind.
Really?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, darling, but we're coming to the end of the night.
Okay. Sorry, Anne.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you very
I
much.
Apologize.
I appreciate it.
I do apologize, Benny, to break you like that.
No worries.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, before I go, I'd like to very quick say thank you to my good friend Bernie for the wonderful night we had tonight. And I know that we will have another time, but perhaps we make it 2 hours rather than an hour. So for those, to all those callers who are still there waiting, I do apologize, but it's been a good night. But I do sincerely hope that we meet again. And then I'd like to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for allowing us, myself, and Bernie to enter to your homes with you. So we say thank you very much. God bless. And may your circle be with you always. Good night.
Bye.
It's hard to believe.